Hey there, Patriots. It's Lori, and thank you for stopping by to listen to In Circle Us. This is a quick update. I want to draw your attention to some things that are going on, pretty exciting things, I think. But if you're not paying attention, again, you're not going to know about it. And it's very hard to get the word out when you're in a situation like I am, where you're shadow banned and you can't advertise, you can't do this and that. Especially on Facebook. I want to encourage you all again to get over to Getter, GETTR.com, and the other platforms, all of them, because you can't just have control that are not good people anymore at stake, and the state of the world is at stake. I'd like you to look at a couple of things. One thing is on freedomforce.live, it is Melissa, who's in Texas, and she is putting out really good info and very complete explanations. She's very, we have similar backgrounds, but she's much more tech savvy than I am, because she's probably like 15 or 20 years younger than me. And I think you need to look at her post today that is entitled, I think it came out actually yesterday, Shut Down, 10 Days Plus Darkness, Death Canceled, Revelation 12:9. This is from September 24th, 2023. So it's packed with info that you need to know, and I'm pointing you to it because intentionally, the evil that is in high places that we were told about as kids in Sunday school, principalities of wickedness and darkness, evil in high places, intentionally they have kept us in the dark about very important things, very important events that are signals from the Lord, because the Lord uses the sun, moon, and stars to give us signals. And at one time in our history, our sailors and farmers, they knew the signals and the signs, and that they were more in tune with nature and with the Lord. But we've been dumbed down on purpose so that we'd be easier to control. The good news is that the people aren't complying. They're not doing the mask, and they're not taking the jab. So don't give in, people, okay, no matter what. Don't give in. Because they pushed something that was really bad, and you'll find out more about that if you look at the Reawaken America event that happened in Las Vegas. It's on Rumble. I looked at the whole two-day event on the channel of His Glory TV, Reawaken America Las Vegas, day one and day two. Roseanne Barr was there, Wayne Allyn Root, Mike Lindell, General Flynn, Clay Clark, all many, many famous people, the frontline doctors were there. And they're giving the info that's being kept off the mainstream media at these events. So when you have a truth tour or a Freedom Fest or Reckoning Fest or the Remnant Revolution Tour, whatever, there's many, many going on. If they come to your area, you've got to get to them, because you're going to be blown away by the info and the new discoveries, the new cures and products and ways to take care of things. You'll be really glad that you went. Plus, you get fellowship. Plus, if you are in business, you have a chance to sell your products or your books or, you know, whatever you've got going on. So it serves a lot of purpose. Plus, if you're young, it's a good way to meet conservative young people because you don't want to be with these whack job leftists. A treatment from that this product can treat heart disease, arrhythmias, peripheral vascular disease, hypertension, kidney disease, vision impairment, rheumatic condition, stroke, even erectile dysfunction, hearing loss, tinnitus, I can't say that, vertigo, autoimmune disease, dementia, memory loss, which I'm Parkinson's disease. I'm dealing with what seems to be my husband having memory issues. I thought it was me that was having memory issues, but now people have, besides myself, have realized that it's he seems to be having memory issues. I want you to look at that. It's Reawaken America, Las Vegas, Day 1 and 2, and that is just happened in August, the last part of August. I wanted to go, but I couldn't for various reasons. It's on the channel His Glory TV on Rumble. So I post this all over social media, but I don't know if people are seeing it or not. I'm on Twitter, x.com, under Encircle Team. So I look for a lot of information there as well. I try to take screen grabs so that people can see what's going on and have it be easier to share. Let's see. This is the week of the Feast of Trumpets and the Day of Atonement, as well as if you look at the Jewish calendar, important events have happened, like Trump taking the presidency on a very important event on the Jewish calendar. And whether you like it or not, you know, the Jews were the ones that the Lord was using, because they were the ones that were keeping the law, the Ten Commandments, you know, from Moses. And there were pagans, and then there were the Romans, and there was all kinds of efforts to, you know, squash the movement that Jesus had started when he came the last time. And that also happened again during the Jesus Revolution. And that was in the movie Jesus Revolution. Hippies started to turn to love and to the lords of drugs and to and being anti-war. So they were on the right track, and that got off track. So again, we're at a very crucial time, and again, people are being turned against each other. The only way we're going to win the war against evil is if we call it what it is and stop acting like it's a good thing. Okay, it's not a good thing to have little children being read to by men in drag. It's not a good thing to have men competing against women in sports for trophies and money and sponsorship opportunities and all that stuff. You know, that's not good for the woman movement either. So you got to, you know, get your heads on straight and realize this wickedness. I don't know whether it's fallen angels or, you know, demonic occupied people or aliens that are occupying people. I don't know that answer yet, but this wickedness wants all of us. Okay, it wants all of us gone. This is a real game of thrones. This is good against evil, and the evil doesn't care if you voted for Obama. Okay, it doesn't care about that. This is a much more serious war that we're in. It's also involved with disinformation and propaganda and intentional censoring of important information. So I really suggest that you pay attention to nweknow.com, freedomforce.live, which is Melissa and Reawaken America. That has happened as well as are happening. You can get tickets to the next events at Thrive Time or Time to Free America, I think it's the website. It's up there on the on the links that I've posted all over the place, on Facebook and Twitter. You know, just pay attention to what's going on. And as far as the, remember what I said about the fairy tales? Again, it's kind of strange things keep happening. And, you know, I would like to ask you to pray for my family because we're having a, I did something that upset people and I behaved badly and I lost my temper. And I need you to, I'm asking you to pray for my family, my children in particular, and to heal the rift that has happened. But when I told you that weird stuff keeps happening, I think fairy tales are somehow linked to this. Like, I thought, like, one of my favorite stories when I was young was Hansel and Gretel. And I don't know why, but it made a big impression on me, is that, you know, that she left the breadcrumbs to follow, and, you know, the Wicked Witch with the house made out of candy and, you know, gingerbread. And I just thought it was like it had a bigger meaning. And what it was those fairy tales that we grew up on, they were trying to convey ancient advice, ancient morals and I guess clues so that we could figure things out. And this ancient wickedness has been going on for since the beginning of time. And we just weren't aware of it. And I've got some random corn growing in my front yard, and I didn't plant that. That made me think of the song, the fairy tale, Come Blow Your Horn, the sheep are in the meadow and the cows in the corn. And I also, I think, if you recall, one of the past episodes, I had really tall grass just spring up overnight, like Jack and the Beanstalk by my front door, and I took pictures of it and posted it. And then when I took a picture of the house picture made it look like it was a pink house, which the house is not pink. It's like tan. So that was also weird. But now I've got this corn growing up in the front yard. And I wanted to tell you that this is what you're not going to hear about on the news. So they celebrate the Feast of Trump, Rosh Hashanah. I said Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah was September 15th, and we are now in the 10 days of awe, as in A-W-E, like shock and awe. Well, see, people don't know their Bible anymore, and I'm guilty of it as well. But Melissa knows her Bible, and that's why I listen to her. But since the Feast of Trump, the Feast of Trump started, this has happened. Bush dynasty was defeated in an effort against Texas AG Paxton. Ken Paxton and AG were victorious. Fox Murdoch retired. Former Pfizer VP Yeadon, the vaccines were designed to injure and kill. Poland stopped supporting Ukraine. NATO confirms that Russia invaded Ukraine to prevent NATO expansionism. And NATO could have prevented the war by ending the expansionism and abiding by the 1997 NATO-Russia Founding Act. And there's much more. The Federal Reserve ban from creating a central bank digital system. Chicago Mayor Johnson signs $20 million contract. Anyway, I'll be posting all this, but pay attention, people, okay? We're getting into the part where justice and victory is going to come, and it's going to come maybe without even any fanfare. It will just suddenly happen. Robert Kennedy Jr. had an assassination attempt on him. He's thinking about running independent because the Democrat Party won't pay for his Secret Service, even though he's entitled to it. All kinds of stuff's going on. The stocks on Moderna and Pfizer are plummeting. Elon Musk sues the government because of Biden demanding he hire illegal aliens and refugees or whatever you want to call them. Lots of stuff, good stuff is happening, but pay attention. I'm running out of time. I only booked 15 minutes because I thought I could say this quickly. What a lot of stuff that we're seeing is actually what they called a long time ago on the Q post, the shell. A lot of people think that's all BS, but we have military intelligence way above CIA level, Q level intelligence, as well as Five Eyes, which are in military intelligence that are from other countries that work together. So things aren't what they seem. Go to free, frankspeech.com, the presentation there on what happened during the election, and also then go to electioncrimebureau.com. These are all, and support Mike Lindell as well as the POWs from January 6, 2021, because they were ambushed people. They were set up and ambushed, and it was premeditated. A lot of people are going to go to Gitmo, and a lot of people are going to be killed, yeah, as in, you know, executed. So just pay attention, and when I post, you don't have to post it on your media, but you got to talk about it, okay? Don't be afraid. And that's how they win, when we are cowering in a corner. The Reawaken event at the end of August in Las Vegas was incredibly impactful. You have to pay attention. You have to hear what Roseanne Barr said. You have to listen to what the pastor said and all the other people that were there, and, you know, big names and all kinds of great ideas and ways to solve our problems. People of faith are coming together, the Christians and the Jews and the Hindus and the Sikhs and the Buddhists, all the other, even Muslims are involved now. They realize, okay, we are up against wickedness in high places and we've got to stick together. All right, so don't take that shot. Don't wear the mask and go, keep going to school boards and keep getting involved with local elections and local issues, because that's the only way we get our country back. We trusted the wrong people, and we can't do that anymore. And once they realize that we're paying attention, they'll stop doing this stuff, okay? This is what the crimes that they have done, the poison that they have done, the genetic engineering, the GMOs in our food, the additives they put in that make us fat, make us sick, make us get cancer. There's all kinds of cures that have been held back because there wasn't enough money in providing the cure. There's more money in providing the drugs and the treatment and also the research grants and all that stuff that they get to investigate. And what they did with their money from our tax dollars was make hybrids and germ warfare. So, you know, we've had enough of these people. Okay, we're not going to be ruled by this. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty that this wickedness will end now. And I ask this for your will to be done, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven, and help us to get through this time. We release God's heavenly army to go forth and destroy this evil, send it back to hell where it belongs, and let us be free people. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. So it is written, so it shall be done. Believe it, people, okay? We're the ones that are supposed to rule and reign. We're the ones that the Lord told us in the book of Acts, in the Bible, to occupy until he comes back and to not tolerate wickedness and evil. And we've been tolerating it. So they're done. Their time is done. And the people that are helping evil, your time will be done. I said the last show that they'll be talking and they'll be struck down. Their tongues will go falling out. Look what happened to Mitch McConnell. I'm not saying I did that, but I'm saying that our words have power and meaning. And when we pray in unity, we can move mountains. We have to have the faith of a child. We have to have the small, even the smallest prayer has great impact. So I'm asking you to pray for my family, heal my family, ask for forgiveness to be given to me by my loved ones, and to help my husband and help get the word out and the info. I ask for you to be bold, be brave, and we'll all be free. Don't give up, people. We're so close to seeing major victories. The January 6th POWs need help. Look at condemnedusa.com. It's pinned on my InCircle team profile on x.com. We've got to get them more money so that they can get better lawyers, because some of those men have been given extremely unfair sentences. And, you know, Antifa and BLM are still walking free, as is government agent asset Ray Epps, who was there instigating it. He's not in prison, but these young men and veterans are. And that's bull. Okay, we can't get behind Trump, at least get behind January 6th prisoners of war, because Trump will get them out and they will get the people that did it in prison where they belong. I mean, we trusted that they were people in power that were like us. They're not like us, okay? These people, a lot of them are pedophiles, a lot of them are crooks, a lot of them are on the take, a lot of them come in, take a big paycheck and do absolutely nothing. A lot of them are not doing what's right for our country. They're doing what's right for themselves. And like right now, Representative from Florida, Matt Gaetz, is trying to push that you have bills go through that have just one single subject. Like they're not some big pork bill with all these things attached. And that's how the Democrats roll. They put all this stuff into it so that if you don't vote to fund the troops, you also don't. If you vote against, say, taxpayers paying for abortion, that also means that what's in that bill, the funding for the troops, doesn't happen. Like, they're just very sneaky, they're very devious, and they're just morally broken people. And if you know Democrats that are nice, you know, you're lucky, because most of them are wicked. Okay, I've had it over and over again. I've experienced it out here in California. They're just very morally damaged people, very damaged and nasty people. They're the ones that give, that get people fired because they saw them at a anti-abortion, pro-life rally, and they report them and get them fired. That's how Democrats roll. They're just vindictive, nasty scumbags. And I'm sorry I keep saying that, but you know, they are the enemy, and they don't wear a uniform that says I'm a Democrat, I'm an a-hole. They just act like that. Anyway, it's not like it was during World War II where you had, you know, troops in U.S. Uniforms, and the Germans were in Nazi uniforms. It's not like that. They're all mingled in now, and we have all these 110,000 people in New York alone that have been brought in. It's 156 countries at the border. I mean, all kinds of stuff is going on that the media just won't cover, hoping that you don't find out about it. So you've got to listen to Real America's Voice News. It's America's Voice News. It's on the Pluto channel, which is on Roku. There's all kinds of alternative media out there now because we had no choice. We had to do our own media and our own shows and our own news networks, because the paid off controlled mainstream media isn't doing their job. It violated their FCC codes as well, which is partly because of Obama. Obama made propaganda legal right as soon as he got into office, almost. Anyway, I'm going to get off. I want you to, I'll be posting this in a minute, and I want you to try your best to get the word out. You don't have to follow me. I don't care about that. But it is important that you at least listen. All right. God bless you all. Stick together. Get to know your neighbors. Get extra supplies. Get extra prescriptions and diapers and formula, things like that. Gas up your cars. We're dealing with a wickedness that won't go away. So we're going to have to do drastic things. So, and I say we, I mean the White Hats and the Patriots and the veterans. They know what's going on. The sheriffs, most of the police, you know, they know what's happening. Okay, we've had an invasion, and they're telling us everything's fine when it's not. Get ready, people. We're going to get through it. It might be very quick and over quickly, but you know, when it all happens, don't panic and don't riot and don't believe what paid-off media tells you. We all be brave and we'll all be free. And God bless America so we can bless the world. Let's roll, people.